Now, this is quite a long story, but I'll cut it sort of down. But I have to read you the first part so you get what these Sarah and Jurt, what they are, because they become stars.
Please tell us what you can.
Long ago, Bunjil the Eagle Hawk was a very powerful man. He was carrying Gullible, or Creator. He was the head man of the Kulin. Bunjil had two wives, the Kunawara, and two children, and her spirit, and whose name was Binbil and Kurarook. Binbil was a rainbow, and he had a wife who was the second bow on the rainbow, sometimes seen fainter than the first, and a brother, Beliang the Bat. Bunjil also had six other young men who went together in pairs, looking after the people and the land and carrying out his orders. The six young men were Jurt, the Nanking Kestrel, Thara, the Quail Hawk, Yurok, the Green Parakeet, Dantum, the Blue Mountain Parrot, Tangeri, the Brush-tailed Possum, and Tarnung, the Sugar Glider Possum. They lived on trees, and these young men were very powerful wizards. We called them Wormum. After Bunjil had created the land, the people, and the language and the laws, Bunjil became tired and created a place called Lalal Falls. He didn't want to stay on Earth, so he took the form of an eagle. He gathered his family together and told Balan Balan, the musk crow, or Currawong, the keeper of the whirlwinds, to open one of his bags. It let out a blast of wind that carried great trees into the air, roots and all. Bunjil said, "That is not enough. Let out more wind." Balan Balan opened all his bags at once, and a huge wind came out and blew Bunjil and his people to the sky, where they now live, looking down at the world as stars. He is the constellation Orion. With the stars beside him is Kunawara, and the other, her spirit. Beliang star is Antarius in Scorpio constellation. Ternung is Venus. Tajiri, the star Alcanar in Eridanus constellation, Eucope Alpha Crucis, that is the Southern Cross, in Southern Cross. Danton Beta Crucis, the Southern Cross. Jurt, Beta Centauri, is one of the pointers of the Southern Cross. And Thara, the Alpha Centauria, is another pointer of the Southern Cross. And the Orius Belt, the middle star, is Bunjil. That's the Southern Cross.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it is amazing, isn't it? I mean, I get confused. I can't say all them damn words properly, but anyway. And the other part of it was the white side, is that John Wilson, Inspector of Works for the Police Department, who was sympathetic to the diggers, stepped outside, looked up into the clear night sky, and the idea struck him. He called out to Kennedy and explained, "I've got it. Here's the idea. There, the Southern Cross. Five white stars on a blue field." So, you know, that's the two versions of it. But, you know, ours, I thought that was interesting.
Well, such a big story and such a big creation story.
Oh, it's longer than that, but I cut it down, you know. But you have to sort of know those first bits to know who they were, you know, and then what they became, the stars.
Obviously, the story of what happened on country with the gold mining and also the Eureka stockade and the form of resistance that was held with the workers. There wasn't really any consideration of the Kulin people on country.
No.
I mean, many people were taken off country beforehand,
yep,
even prior to that. Can you just let our audience know a little bit about from your knowledge?
Well, they were still around. My great-great-grandfather, King Billy, they were still around when the Eureka stockade was on. And they minded some of the miners. When the battle broke out, some of the children and the women ran to their camp because they were not far from the stockade. They were on the outskirts. And they stayed, you know, in the Aboriginal, in my people's camp, while the battle raged. And, you know, the miners were okay. It wasn't the miners that were bad to us. It was the settlers, you know, the ones that sort of settled on the land and stole the land and got rid of the people and with poison flour and poison water, you know, was them. But
there were, you know, stories, though, Auntie Marlene, about the miners treating some of the Chinese people that came in as well.
Oh, the Chinese were a big part of the Ballarat goldfields as well, because they would, you know, as I said, they used to throw rocks at the Chinese and they treated them really bad, and they were really outcasts as well. But then they became okay, the Chinese, because they were clever. They grew the vegetables and, you know what I mean? In different ways, they made their living on the gold fields.
But looking at the Southern Cross now, I mean, the story behind the Southern Cross is quite incredible, the creation story on country for your people there, but then it being used for something else as a form of resistance. But now it's been taken to another level where it's been claimed as some form of national pride with right-wing and national action parties that use it. So how do you feel about that for something that's so beautiful and the creation story, such a big, beautiful story of country there?
Well, when you look at it, the way I look at it, if you see, now, they didn't know, but they looked up into the sky. Now, we look up into the sky. We used to follow, you know, the stars and the sky to guide us where we were going. So, really, they've actually done what we would have done. They've looked up into the sky, and would you believe the middle star is Bunjil, our creator? That's amazing. You know, they didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it so defines the sky, though, the Southern Cross.
Yeah, it does, because everyone knows the Southern Cross.